What is a sign of maturity? Practicing what you hear. Through practice, you become mature. You see, it is one thing to grow old in the Lord, but it is another thing to grow up in the Lord. There are many people cruising from church to church, from Bible conference to Bible conference, filling notebook after notebook, wearing out Bible after Bible, who are still some of the crankiest, fussiest, most irresponsible people you meet. Why? Because they do not practice the things they hear. This is the whole thrust of the book of James. I call James the New Testament's man from Missouri. He wants you to put to the test what you claim to believe by doing it. A mature person is one who is involved in practicing on a regular, consistent basis what he hears and what he takes in. Just being exposed to Bible instruction won't solve problems. Maturity is a process I like to call spiritual osmosis. We hear and absorb biblical truth and then allow that truth to pervade our inner lives, down deep where attitudes are formed and decisions are made. Then, as circumstances arise that call for a supernatural response, the indwelling Holy Spirit has sufficient ammunition to give us stability and power to cope. This works in all sorts of difficult experiences. When irritations come, obey God and carry out His word in dealing with them. When temptations come, apply principles of Scripture that help you face them victoriously. When the sins of the flesh arise, apply the truths you have been taught. It is in the experience of all this application that you become wise and more mature. A person would be insane to hear his physician diagnose his ailment as a rapid-growing tumor and then think that just because he had talked with his doctor, the growth would suddenly disappear. No, he's going to have to be operated on. Likewise, just being exposed to the truth won't make us mature. Nor will it alone, without application, solve one problem. Please don't misunderstand. I love God's word. I am more convinced than ever in my life that its trustworthy truths are of an inestimable value. But although the Bible may be a trustworthy book, it is certainly no magic potion that you rub on yourself 3 times a day to chase the devil away. Nor is it something you take internally with a pious promise to God, hoping that the next morning you will suddenly know and experience all its truths. There is no such instant maturity available on this earth. God does not offer a formula that produces fully mature Christians overnight. Christian growth comes through hardcore, gutsy perseverance, a forgotten word, of applying what you hear and obeying it, and thereby learning how to handle those inevitable problems. My Miami friend is absolutely right. There is an enormous number of growing and learning days in comparison to the great fantastic ones. In this book, I am going to isolate specific situations that we all face almost daily, or at least weekly, and address them from an aggressive, biblical stance. Understand that we are not trying to dodge our problems. Instead, we are gearing up to confront our setbacks, walk into them, through them, and come out stronger in Christ. This book is filled with real-world stuff. It will provide you with some helpful information that blends unsheltered, bottom-line reality with an understandable and attainable spirituality. In short, it is a book that is committed to helping you persevere through pressure.